Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Jonathan Somogyi offers a 14-year-old girl food and alcohol to get in his car. The girl runs away. Somogyi follows, dragging her into the car. Somogyi, 28, drives the girl to an Airbnb and refuses to let her leave.
Nancy, once inside the rental home, Somogyi continues to offer the girl alcohol and forces her to lay in bed with him. The girl, who still has her phone, is unable to get in contact with friends or family, so she downloads the Safe UT app that connects her with a dispatcher that calls police. Somogyi, unaware, casually orders takeout to be delivered.
Expecting a food delivery, Somogyi answers the door, but guess what? It's Utah cops. After 2 hours, Somogyi releases the girl. He's arrested for kidnapping. A concerned mom calls Oregon cops about a suspicious RV regularly parked near her children's school. Cops watch as Jeremy Linville, 47, parks the RV next to the school, then sells drugs to students out of the RV.
Cops link Linville's RV, parked between South Eugene High School and Roosevelt Middle School several times, and follow him to a nearby skate park, where the 47-year-old also sets up shop. The blue and black trailer with boarded-up windows is now impounded by the Lane County Sheriff's Office.
Cops find pounds of marijuana, baggies of meth, and a stolen gun in the RV. Linville now facing multiple drug and weapons charges. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Police in Florida have made an arrest in last year's murder of Microsoft executive Jared Bradigan and say they believe the suspect did not work alone. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The Jacksonville Beach Police Department announced the arrest of 61-year-old Henry Tinnan. The suspect was charged with conspiracy to commit murder, second-degree murder with a weapon, accessory after the fact to a capital felony, and child abuse. State Attorney Melissa Nelson explained that Tinnan was charged with the conspiracy to commit murder charge because he did not act alone. Authorities are sharing limited information and sealing Tinnan's arrest affidavit and warrant for the next 30 days to protect the ongoing investigation.
In February 2022, Bradigan was driving home after having dinner with his 9-year-old twins and 2-year-old daughter. After dropping off the twins with their mom, he drove home with his daughter and came upon a tire blocking the road. Bradigan placed his car in park and exited the vehicle to presumably move the tire when he was gunned down. A knife-wielding man described as a stateless Palestinian fatally stabbed 2 passengers and injured 7 others on a train in northern Germany before being grabbed by members of the public and arrested by police. The motive of the attack was not immediately known. German's federal police force say the suspect used a knife to attack several passengers shortly before a regional train traveling from Kiel to Hamburg arrived at the Brückstedt station. Flensburg police say 2 of the stabbed people died after the attack. 3 were severely injured and 4 others suffered minor injuries. No details were given about the identity of the victims. The attacker was also injured and taken to the hospital. Back to the U.S. now, with word that concerned staff had warned administrators at a Virginia elementary school 3 times that a 6-year-old boy had a gun and was threatening other students. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
A wounded teacher's lawyer says that in the hours before the boy shot and wounded her client, the administration was, quote, paralyzed by apathy and didn't call police, remove the boy from class, or lock down the school. Diane Toscano, an attorney for Abigail Zwerner, said during a news conference that she has notified the school board that the 25-year-old teacher at Richneck Elementary School plans to sue the school district over the January 6th shooting, which left Zwerner with serious injuries.
The school, which has been closed since the shooting, is scheduled to reopen next week. A New Hampshire orthopedic surgeon has been accused of sexually assaulting a patient during an office visit. The 70-year-old doctor, Thomas Marks, was arraigned January 25th on charges of aggravated felonious sexual assault and attempt to commit aggravated felonious sexual assault. Marks was taken into custody the day before. Claremont, New Hampshire police say an investigation began in December when a patient alleged she was sexually assaulted by the doctor during an office visit.
Canine officer Ice poses for an adorable mugshot inside Florida's Wyandotte Police Department. His crime? Stealing his human partner's lunch. While Ice's partner steps out of the lunchroom to help with an emergency, Ice steals and eats a sub sandwich. Ice is caught walking out of the lunchroom, licking his lips, but surprisingly, the dog invokes his Fifth Amendment right to remain silent about the incident, except for one word. Woof! For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.